my mind, love. What a tale my thoughts could tell.
I don't ever want anybody to know what's thinking going on in my head half the time. There's like four different things usually bouncing around
between the
ears as well. Interesting things happen. Anything? I can't get that thought out of my head. Well, we've got an author on the line who's written a book. She's an author, playwright, Geronomy. She joins us this morning to talk about her new book called Mind Reader. Good morning, Geronomy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, let's talk about this book. Is it fiction or is it reality? And if you could explain a little bit about the premise about this device and the mind reading aspect of it.
Thank you. So it's difficult to say if it's fiction or reality. The fiction based on the reality, I would say, because the first part of the story is a real story based on real experience and real scientist, which is existing, who invented a device, which is medical device, and has helped many people so far. And it's healing medical device, KME. And then, based on this true story, there is a new invention coming, and this is what we called Mind Reader. So for the time being, it can be science fiction, but, you know, you never know. Once this genius, if there is a genius creating technology, as, for example, KME, you never know when another genius or the same one can create something like Mind Reader can be, which is based on the same principle of technology as the medical device described in the book.
What is this KME device? How does it work? What does it heal?
It heals everything. It is a device which can heal all psychosomatic and somatic problems. It can heal, really, cancer. It can heal even flexions of the bones. It's based on just on screening the body and markers of any pathogenic situations and sending inverse electric field into any correctly measured fields which are existing in the body. It is really complex. There are like 2,500,000 markers in the present moment, and they are delivered by all very scientific institutions all over the world. So it's really something fantastic. I think it will come into light, and it will be used very, very soon in medicine because it's very good in prevention, which is quite important nowadays. So this is KME.
I've not heard I'm sorry. I've not heard of this. Is this available in the United States?
Well, I think it's not available in the United States yet, but as far as I have investigated, I think it's already there are some negotiations and few institutions which are very interested. So I think it will be coming very soon.
Well, in the book Mind Reader, the whole point of this is, you know, there's a good invention that has one thing, but there's always people that are wanting it for other purposes. Take us a little bit through the story of the invention in this particular book, Mind Reader.
Exactly as you said. So inventions which can be invented and used in for good purposes can be also disused and can be really evilish and not really useful for people. So this is kind of like message which the book can bring. Me, personally, I strongly believe we are not far away from device like Mind Reader can be. And using it for medical purposes, for psychological treatment of people which are not able to talk, or little children, etc., can be fantastic. But if someone would disuse it and started to use it as a weapon to read someone's mind just because of their desire to have more power or to earn money over us or to be famous or to be very strong in as a politician, etc., etc., then it really cannot have a very good end. And there is also some kind of description how we can protect ourselves against mind reader, as a device is described in the book.
Some people would say Twitter has already started to do that, where our thoughts come out and we send them out to the world, and unbeknownst to us, we end up having all these people respond to it and sort of secret things that we're thinking about that maybe we didn't know had the same impact. It shows the ripple effect of our thoughts, I guess, put into words at this particular time. Can you explain to me why you chose Geronime and sort of being sort of as a pseudonym for you?
Well, first of all, I didn't expect myself to write 5 books in 2 years' time. It was something like given to me. So then, of course, I didn't really expect people even to understand that all of a sudden I have, changed completely my life and started went to completely new path, which is very artistic. Then this name was given kind of like I had one vision during one meditation, and it was kind of like given to me. That's why I have chosen it, and I'm quite happy about being not really visible under my real name, because it's quite funny as well and enjoyable if people, which they don't know, it's me who wrote that book, and they will start to say, you know, I read this book, it was fantastic, you have to buy it. It's, you know, it's quite pleasant to know that they don't know.
The book is called Mind Reader. Our guest today is Geronime. It's a story, part of which has, as it says here on the front, part of which has already happened and the rest is an upcoming alternative. Do you look at the future with positive thoughts, or do you think there's, you know, more trouble ahead for us with new technology?
No, I believe that by maybe reading Mind Reader and understanding the message, or also the other books, people, they are more aware nowadays, and they know that there have been mistakes which happened in the past. And if we want to stay happy, healthy, and alive, we have to first start to do something with ourselves. So I think even if Mind Reader would come, people would be much more aware of what to do and how to protect themselves.
After having written this, do you feel, though, sometimes you have to clear your thoughts, or you think, well, if this could happen, how do I control my thoughts, which some of us don't really even know is possible, if that's even possible?
It is possible, yes. I have trained. I started meditation very strongly, and it's completely possible. You can completely stop your mind and your thoughts, and, well, even if there was Mind Reader, there is no way, because they have nothing to read. So, but people, I used to be the same before. You are always thinking. You cannot imagine not to think of something, yeah? But with meditation and some techniques, you can stop it. And it's very helpful because it brings you much clearer. It brings you kind of like wisdom. It's like you have clear consciousness. You know exactly what to do. You know what is good, what is bad to you. You know, it's a really nice feeling.
The book is called Mind Reader. Our guest today has been Geronime. We appreciate your time sharing this book and the thoughts with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.